Hi, I'm Evan Lucas-Cunningham, and welcome to the Feel Better Every Day podcast, helping you connect with and take better care of yourself and create a life you don't need to retreat from. Welcome to episode 18 of the Feel Better Every Day podcast. Today's guest is multi-skilled therapist Marilyn Devenish. She's talking about connecting with her higher self each morning, breathing well and consciously, trusting those intuitive hits, dance breaks, and so much more. And as you listen, I encourage you to think, when did you last stop to dance? I also would love to know if you try the breath practice that she shares with us. And I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I enjoyed talking to her. Welcome, Marilyn Devenish. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you so much for the invitation. It always makes me smile when people start a podcast. Often I get a message going, you're one of the first people I thought of. So it's always wonderful to join people as they start on the podcasting. Oh, and I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. And I met you through Facebook, didn't I? And I have interviewed you countless times for various features I've worked on over a decade, I'd say, I've known you. And you do like I do, so you're an inspiration for me as soon as I came across you, because you integrate many different types of therapy, many different types of healing modalities and coaching into your work. So do you want to tell the viewers, listeners, all of this will be in the show notes, but do you want to say a little bit about how long you've been doing it and what you're working on at the moment?
Oh, yes, sure. So I started in October 2000, not willingly. It's one of those things that I was almost dragged into it by accident, as if there is such a thing. I was very quiet, very shy, lacking in confidence. I wouldn't have gone into the self-esteem because that's not something that was in my vocabulary at the time. But I'd done a business degree, was studying, and I'd done a postgraduate marketing diploma and was studying to be a chartered accountant. And I figured out very quickly that I was going to be an accountant because I wouldn't have to talk to people. And then suddenly thought, oh, my goodness, if you're going to be a decent accountant, I'm going to have to dialogue. So
yep.
Looked into communication skills training. And that's what I thought I had signed up for. And it turned out to be full on personal development. So that was in October 2000. So I only went because they wouldn't give me a refund after I'd discovered what I'd signed up for. So I only went to the training to get a refund. That was it. And so going one end really angry and sort of, oh, for goodness sake, and came out the other end, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so that's where the journey started. So I started with four really, NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy, and Hawaiian Huna, H-U-N-A. And I would say over the last, 20 plus years now, I have probably trained in about 20 different modalities. Yeah. So things like FLP, future life progression, for example, past life regression, soul plan reading, mm-hmm. archetypal profiling, DNA theta healing, you name it, it's probably in them. Also the certified photo reading, that's something I've been doing since March 2002. So yeah, there's about 20 different modalities, tarot, love tarot, Huna, access consciousness. It's just a massive list, but that's not how it started. It started with, I need to improve my communication skills. So when I speak to people, I can look them in the eye and the rest, as they say, is history.
I was going to say, look at you now. Yeah. you do speaking, you exude joy at talking to whoever. Like, I can't imagine you ever having had an issue with it. So that's really, I think, interesting for people to hear. I'd love to ask you what your ideal morning routine is in terms of self-care and uppercase self-care, so that highest, wisest, truest part of yourself.
Absolutely. And I guess just coming back to what you said, actually, because that ties into what you'd also said earlier about the what am I working on now?
Yeah.
One of the things I am working on now is about the fearless public speaking, because yeah. having found my voice, helping other people to discover, uncover theirs, and a big part of that for me was having some sort of routine that I guess the way I might have put it years ago was to keep me grounded,
yeah,
and not have me be all over the place. because when I was nervous, and if anybody is nervous about public speaking, you can almost feel like you're in flux. And so it started for me really with the breath. And that was also one of the things that started with the speaking. It's like, okay, oh my God, I need time to go live. It's like, okay, and breathe. And when you breathe, I think it's such an innate peace. And it's one of those, I don't know if anybody's ever done any studies on it, but when mothers are pregnant, having that, and I witnessed it in with my nephew and one of my sisters. It's going to sound a bit crazy. When my sister was pregnant, her time was Sunday afternoon EastEnders, and when it she'd go EastEnders, and she'd do this, and then she'd sit with the, and she'd put her hands on the bump, and then everybody would go quiet, and then gradually the noise would pick back up again. Now, I have got the photograph in an album behind me. Nathan must have been, I don't know, 9, 10 months old, something like that. Maybe coming up to a year old, but it felt like he was, you know, just about, you can put your head up and look around and smile and interact. And it's a Sunday afternoon. All of us are there. Yeah, loads of noise. We're all chatting, la, la, la. And then TV's just on in the corner. We're not watching. The EastEnders music comes on. And my nephew, Nathan, he's facing this way. The telly's over there. He, like the Exorcist, he just went. And then he stayed like that in silence until it started. And, you know, the chat. And I was just like, what just happened there? And then I remembered my sister would go, shh, 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 shh. And put her hands on the bump and just breathe. And so I think it's one of those innate things. It sounds so simple to say breathe.
Yeah.
It does. And also the way that people breathe, because many people shallow breathe.
Yeah.
So for me, it's the breathing deep into the lungs, the diaphragmatic breathing, and then coming out of myself almost and making what I would call in HUNA terms the higher self connection.
Yeah.
And having a, and I call it universe. So having a chat with the universe. All right, universe, hey, how you doing? You know, what's our focus today? And I don't mean to-do list, because part of it, but there's going to be something. What would I like to accomplish today, or how do I want to be in today's space? So that's the conversation that I will have. I will often ask the universe for a sign of sorts, you know, stuff coming at me. I'm like, okay, give me something that encompasses that and also lets me know that we are actually in communication. And I go with the first random thing that comes to mind, which of course is not random. I do believe in synchronicity.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And seriously, it'll be random sometimes. I remember Mermaid once. You know, came downstairs, put on my Facebook, and my friend Gemma had posted, the first thing I saw on my feed was a picture of a mermaid. I laughed and I went, and then I had the TV on in the other room. I wasn't watching it. Door was closed. I was designing a HUNA workshop, and I was talking about the Almakua higher self. I got to that slide and I was like, oh, you know, should I really teach this? Come on, universe. You said the sign today was mermaid. If this is a good idea, let's have a mermaid. And, you know, just bantering. I opened the door and I heard the person. I didn't know what the show was. They said, will you go to Hawaii and investigate the Almakua, and I'll go to Australia and investigate the mermaids?
No.
Yes. So I was going to get some water. I sat on that. So I'm like, what the heck? And I took a photo. I took a photo of the TV. Because I'm like, nobody's going to believe this. And there was a woman who was quite convinced that she could photograph her granddaughter, the Almakua, the higher self that followed her granddaughter. Nobody else could photograph it except the grandmother. And I've since watched that show. It's called Fact or Fiction, I think.
Okay.
There's only been two occasions, and it's the Matters series, where they have categorically not said, it's a hoax. The Almakua was one of the first one I'd ever seen in one of those types of shows where they said, we cannot disprove this, and they tried everything.
Yeah.
But that's how specific it can be when, okay, universe, here we go. But if it was, for me, very simple, and there are other things that I do, I like timeline therapy and that sort of stuff, but very simply, breathing, getting that higher self universal connection, and then we have a dialogue and a bit of a download.
Amazing. So is there ever a morning where you don't do that?
if I don't get a chance, let's just say a lot going on, got to get up early, then it gets transferred to the shower because I've got to get it anyway. And so what I do in the shower is either imagine as the water's coming down, I imagine I'm a hypnotherapist as well. So I imagine healing, cleansing, beautiful, and that is where I get my sense of just releasing anything. Yeah. I don't need to take this into the day.
Yeah.
And in my analogy, as I, you know, so doing that in the shower, everything I don't need goes down the plug hole. As I step out of the shower, I step into, you know, clear space. Here's the day. How do I want to shape it? So if it's not done in bed, chilling, shower.
So if you weren't, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. If you were struggling, if you were either really, really hectic or perhaps not 100% in any way, what would be your essential, like what would you make time for? What would be your minimum effort?
My minimum effort, and I often say I think it saves lives. Me not biting people's heads off and all that sort of stuff and keeping calm in the face of what did they just say? And it's the hoo-na-ha breathing. And that, and I always say to people, look, if you've got 30 to 60 seconds, 90 seconds if you're pushing the boat out, but in the time it would take me to go, I'm just going to go to the bathroom, I'll be back in a sec. In the time it takes me to walk over there and come back, I'm like, oh, we're good now, we're calm. And if I cannot leave the room, then in my head, I'm like, if it's really like, you said what?
Yeah.
I'm going to count to 10. Mm-hmm. If it's just like a minor infraction, I'll count to 3. But the hoo-na-ha breathing, and if necessary, counting to at least 3 in my head gives me a break state. And rather than then go off just like bang, it's almost like the knee-jerk reaction, I'm going to consciously give myself a moment to think. Yeah. And I can think of specific times, probably 3 or 4 times in my working life where I did not do that. And I see those times and they're cringeworthy. I'm like, oh, Marilyn, what were you thinking? And I, you know, at first I'd say, oh, you weren't. I'm like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
You chose
not
to do the break state. You went with what you just wanted to say and do. And, you know, there's a cathartic nature to doing that, of course.
Yeah.
Hindsight, I'm like, oh, you know what? I could have handled that better. So for me, it's that the hard breathing, count to at least 3.
Yeah.
And make a conscious decision, choice about, okay, how am I going to respond to this? What am I going to do? What's my best action in this moment?
And is the breathing something you could teach us quickly now? Or
So the hoo-na-ha breathing, which is definitely regular breathing, it's in through the nose, it's out through the mouth. And the reason it's called the ha breath is you make a ha sound. So it would sound like, and I probably know you will not hear that on Zoom because it's got noise cancelling.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were, let's say, recording straight into a podcast, etc., you would hear it. But you make the ha sound and you breathe out through the mouth. And just doing 3 or 4 ha breaths, of course, it oxygenates the body.
Yep.
Sends a bit more oxygen to the brain. So you can actually think straight and
calm
yourself down. And the breath, as we've talked about, that innately it's relaxed anyway. But the ha breath, it's in Huna terms, they say that's the life force energy. Yeah. And so that's the, and you can do the silent version as well. So I'm not just sitting in the office, sort of middle office going. No, you can do it quietly. Yeah. For me, that's the thing. It really comes down to that. And then what's the dialogue that's going on in my head?
Yeah.
To be paired with that in those times. It's like, oh my goodness.
And I'm thinking, as I was doing it, I was thinking of the Ujjayi breath in yoga and also the deeper breath breathing from the belly and the slightly longer exhalation that activates the parasympathetic branch of the nervous system. So you're sending signals of safety to the brain, you're calming the whole system, and you're not going to bite someone's head off in that state. It's an immediate, and of course, the more we practice these things, the easier they get in that moment. But that's gorgeous. Can we just, for viewers, do it one more time, if you don't mind, just to ground it, because it is so
And you can do it sitting, lying down, you can do it eyes open, eyes closed, and there's the whole bigger piece called Hakalau that goes with that, but it starts with the ha breath. So in through the nose, and as you breathe in, because, you know, and I guess particularly children, and actually I've seen it with adults as well, say, okay, take a deep breath in, and people go, and they suck everything in, but then you're, you know, compressing
You're
the lungs
lifting
and
the
the rest of
system
it.
then, yeah.
So it's that whole thing, as
Yeah.
you said, just gently allowing the cavity and the stomach and the lungs to expand.
Yeah.
And then as you kind of, you know, so
Yeah.
in and it all comes out, and then exhale and it gently goes back in. So it should be a nice circular movement.
Yeah.
So just in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you make a ha sound. And I say 2 or 3 ha breaths.
Yeah.
Really, that's enough to pull.
Yeah.
And if people are shallow breathers, I sometimes say do it for the first time sitting down. It
Yeah.
can be quite a head rush if you're
Yeah.
not used to really using the breath. So it's
Yeah.
And even just doing a couple of those for me,
Yeah.
and you know, when I teach it to people, they're like, wow, there's just a stillness that kind of
Yeah.
descends,
Yeah.
and you're almost then in like a, almost that zen-like state.
So I'm going to be including links to your work in the show notes anyway, but especially to the Huna, I think for people, that is just gorgeous. Thank you. What about practices later in the day? And when I say practices, I don't mean formal practices necessarily. Just what do you depend on and what would you like to do on an ideal day to support yourself?
In an ideal day, water is an absolute must. So this is, you know, that's kind of come out the water distiller, etc., and a bit of oxygenation, but you got your tap, you know. But good quality water, I would say that's an absolute staple for me. One of the things I do during the day is I have little mini, just 2 to 3 minute movement exercise breaks.
Yeah.
I'm going to point over there because my exercise bike is there. I don't actually get on it that much, but I use it a lot. I use it as my ballet bar. So
Okay.
when I'm having a little break, I can do a very quick bar practice
Yeah.
in about 2.5 minutes.
Brilliant.
So if I'm doing like a Pomodoro style where you've got your
Uh-huh.
5 minute break, bathroom if I need it, ballet bar, drink some water, have a good stretch, I'm back now. And
Yeah.
so that for me is one of the, I guess, staples of the day.
Brilliant.
I
Yeah.
also like things like Qigong and just even just like bouncing the body, patting, you know, the liver and kidneys, that sort of thing, just patting up and down the body. That's a really, for me, a lovely sort of break state as well. And of course, it would be remiss of me not to mention the favorite thing that I've been doing since 1975 is the dance break, where
Brilliant.
put on a piece of music.
Yeah.
YouTube is your friend in this.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the days where we had the iPod and I was as old as the Discman and the Walkman, but nowadays you can just go to YouTube, pull up a track that you absolutely love, or let YouTube select one for you and
Yeah.
just dance.
Yeah.
And if you're not mobile enough to get up and dance, you can do your
Yeah.
bed chair dancing and all that sort of stuff. But just seriously, a 2.5 minute track can
Yeah.
absolutely change your state.
Yeah.
And you go into the next thing with a renewed sense of vigor, energy. Now, of course, what happens? I often get down a rabbit hole. Like, I'll just listen to one song. And 20 minutes later, it's like it's a full
Yeah.
on kind of club night. But
Yeah.
music, I always say music, I believe, is one of the things that helped save my life,
Yeah.
because that was the way I was able to escape things that were going on
Yeah.
during childhood. Music was the thing that did that for me. And it's still a very, it's a massive part of not just my day, but my life.
Brilliant. And I'm thinking I've got a mini trampoline in the piano room and I haven't stepped on it apart from to lean over to get to the window in I don't know how long. Whereas when I got it, I'd written a feature about the benefits of it and I was doing like half an hour a day and it just, but you're saying dance break, something clicked and it's like just pick one song and just like maybe once a day, 3 times a day, just jump around and like be silly and yeah, so thank you. I haven't done it yet, but I think you've changed my
And I can
life.
now hear House of Pain, jump around.
Yeah.
It depends if you're old school.
I am.
But do you know
Yeah.
what I mean? But you could
Yeah.
definitely combine the two, a good old just jump on
Yeah.
the trampoline. And
Yeah.
that's it, 2, 3 minutes. The heart's going, lungs are going, blood is flowing,
Yeah.
endorphins, feel good, all that sort of stuff. Job done.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Can I ask, what do you wish you'd been able to advise younger Marilyn? Like, what love could you send back? What advice would you like to send back?
Do you know, it's a challenging one. The reason I say it's a challenging one, because like there's so many things, you know, in
Yeah.
terms of background, in terms of the childhood, the abuse and all of that sort of stuff, and you know, the illnesses and the marriage, medical treatment gone wrong. There's so many things I could say. The reason I go, oh, it's a challenging one, because I also know that I am a product of those things.
Yeah.
And I am the person I am today because of all of those things, as tragic as some of them were. So in that respect, I'm like, we're all good. However, if I was thinking about, come on, you know, little me, what would it have been good to know? And I think the thing that comes to mind now is this, that you are enough. You are good
Yeah.
enough. Because that was the underlying limiting belief for me right up until the age of 32.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I had contemplated suicide in September 2000, that underlying thing, not good enough, not worthy enough, not capable enough, and all the other things that pile on top of
Yeah.
that. So I would say the message I would send back is you are enough.
Wonderful. And I think that's one of the things behind this idea for this podcast, because I think even self-care, something that's supposed to be nourishing and beneficial, it's become such a huge thing that people just use to bludgeon themselves with. And that whole you are enough, and whatever you do, it's just that connecting with yourself. What do you need in any given moment? But you don't even need anything, just telling yourself you are enough. You don't have to do a thing to be enough. But I'm still relearning that at 47. I'm still, it's one of those, I'll have epiphanies every so often, and then it's like, oh yeah, like I deserve, yeah, like that is okay. But thank you so, so much. As I said, I'm going to be putting lots in the show notes, but where can people find you?
Yeah, so I'll give you the website and also my social media handle, because it's just the one, well, one and a half. So website, I'll say it and I'll spell it. It's transformationstm.com, and that's T-R-A-N-C-E, as in hypnotic trance, F for Freddie, so F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N-S, T-M as in trademark, so transformationstm.com. Easiest way, because it's a colossal website. It's been growing since 2001. It's old style HTML. Click the red watch new button at the top and a panel will slide out and you'll see the latest thing there, workshops, etc. And on social media, it's Marilyn Devinish, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. Devinish is D-E-V for Victor, O-N-I-S-H. The only place that's different is Instagram, and that's the Neuro Success Coach. But again, if you just search for Marilyn Devinish, I'll pop up as well.
And again, there will be links in the show notes. But thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. And yeah, delightful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for the invitation. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Feel Better Everyday podcast. I'd love to hear which of Marilyn's ideas you've already put into practice or plan to after listening to the rest of this. And if you haven't already, please do rate, review, share, subscribe, comment, all the things that take very little time but which make a big difference. I produced this episode. I'm Eve Menezes Cunningham, and I'm looking forward to introducing next week's guest for you, Karen Falconer, formerly Karen Moxham. She runs ANLP, the Association for Neurolinguistic Programming, and she also publishes Rapport magazine, and I've been on the editorial team there since 2007. So I've known Karen a really long time. She's a wonderful person, and I look forward to seeing you again this time next week, or if you're listening later, whenever you're listening later.